السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم اما بعد قال النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا حسد الا علی اثنین رجل آتاه اللہ القرآن فهو یقوم به آناء اللیل وآناء النہار ورجل آتاه اللہ مالا فهو ينفق منه آناء اللیل وآناء النہار او کما قال علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام. This is a hadith of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we know that the month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran Sharif. All the books of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala were revealed in this month of Ramadan, and the Quran Sharif, which is in our hands, was also revealed in this month of Ramadan. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Quran Sharif has got many rights over us. Besides the other rights, one of the rights is that we should recite it, whether we understand its meaning or don't understand its meaning. Definitely, most certainly, the Quran Sharif was not revealed so that we may just recite it for the sake of sawab. If it had been just for the sake of sawab, then there were many other things that we could have done for the sake of sawab. But that does not mean that because it wasn't revealed just for the sake of sawab, so we must not read it for the sake of sawab. If the Quran Sharif was not to be recited if we don't understand it, then the millions and millions of people who are reading the Quran Sharif today would not have been reading the Quran Sharif. This is one of the ways of the preservation of the Quran Sharif, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it such that even those little children who don't understand one word of Arabic, but they can by heart the Quran Sharif and they can read the Quran Sharif. And they recite it so many times, they are making khatam of the Quran Sharif. So it is a means of the preservation of the Quran Sharif, because Allah Ta'ala says that we revealed it and we have taken upon ourselves the protection of the Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala protects it in different ways, and He has chosen the sina or the hearts of the believers for the protection of this Quran Sharif. So it should be read, it should be understood, so that we can make amal on it. If a person doesn't understand a message, he can't make amal. So the purpose was so that we make amal. And to make amal, you have to understand. But at the same time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that every alphabet, every letter of the Quran Sharif that a person reads, he gets the sawab, 10 blessings. And he said, I don't say alif, lam, mim is one word. Alif one, lam another, and mim another. There are 30 nekis and blessings just for alif, lam, mim. And according to one explanation, which is of course not the mashhur explanation and commentary, is that alif itself has got alim, alif, lam and fe. So it becomes 30. Lam again has got lam, alif and mim. So comes another 30. And mim itself has got mim, ya and mim. So become another 30. Now just imagine how much nekis and blessings. And we say, what is this neki, what is this blessing? Neki and blessing is the currency of the hereafter. We know the currency of this world, we say, rand, dollar, pounds. Currency of the hereafter is the same neki and blessing which we consider as very insignificant. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said, do not consider even a little small neki, small blessing as something insignificant and too little. It may be just that one blessing which will make the person go pass into Jannat. So Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that la hasada illa ala isnain. That there is no hasad on any person's wealth, there is no hasad on any person's property. You should not have any jealousy in your heart with regards to any person's ni'mats and bounties that Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with. A major problem these days is jealousy. You will find a brother saying, my brother is jealous of me. Children saying, my parents are jealous of us. Now imagine children saying that my father is jealous of us. Or my mother is jealous of me. And it is not uncommon to hear these type of things. Son-in-law saying that my father-in-law is jealous of my business. Whereas these were the people who should have been happy if there was jealousy also, it should have been from strangers. But here we are saying that the father is jealous, the mother is jealous, the brother is jealous, the sister is jealous. And then it doesn't stop there. Those people who are doing tawizas and those people who are doing all these amaliyats and doing all kind of seher and jadu, if somebody has to go and ask them that who are your best clients and customers, they say the best ones are those people who are jealous of others. They come and tell us that do something to put this person in his place, do something to make this person lose his business, do something to make this person get sick and ill. And those who do such kind of amaliyat, it's a form of kufr also, very close to kufr. But the fact of the matter is that people are going to them because there's this jealousy, the fire of jealousy is burning in the heart. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that there is no jealousy except if you want to be jealous, then you must be jealous of two people. Now this does not mean jealous. Hasad in this hadith doesn't mean jealousy. It means ghibta. That means if you want to be envious, if you want to be desirous, then be envious of two types of people. Those whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed with the Quran Sharif, and they recite the Quran Sharif day and night. They engage themselves in the khidmat and service of the Quran Sharif. They read it, they understand it, they propagate it. In whichever way they can pass on the message of the Quran Sharif, then they will do so. Or they will read the Quran Sharif in abundance. يَقُومُ بِهِ عَنَا اللَّيْلِ وَعَنَا النَّهَارِ. It means that the person is engaged. It doesn't mean 24 hours that person is only reading the Quran Sharif. It means that the person is trying to read the Quran Sharif, understand the Quran Sharif, propagate the Quran Sharif. So then the person desires that, Ya Allah, just as you have given this person such love for the Quran Sharif, give me also this kind of love for the Quran Sharif, that I too stand and read the Quran Sharif in Tahajjud Salat. I can read the Quran Sharif, understand the Quran Sharif, make amal on the Quran Sharif, propagate the Quran Sharif. So the person is not saying, Oh Allah, snatch it away from him and give it to me, or deprive him of this great gift. What he is saying is that just as you have given to him, Oh Allah, also bless me with it. Or the person whom Allah Ta'ala has given plenty of wealth, for huwa yunfiqu minhu ana al-layli wa ana an-nahar. Allah Ta'ala has given person plenty of wealth. Now he doesn't hoard this wealth. He doesn't consider it to be only for him. He's not selfish in this wealth. He spends out of that day and night. He's spending in different causes. He spends for himself, for his family, for his children, for the poor, for the needy, for the destitute, for masajid, madaris, makatib. And then he believes that it is Allah Ta'ala who is giving it and he is spending it. So now we are envious. Envious means that not Allah must take it away from him, but envious in this meaning ghibta, that the person says, Ya Allah, just as you have given this person so much of wealth and he is spending also in good causes, give me also plenty of wealth so that I can also spend in good causes. So if somebody wants to be really envious of something, then he says must be envious of these two things. But jealousy is where the person wants to see that person deprived of that ni'mat. He doesn't want to see it in his hands. Therefore, Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that beautiful poetry again comes to mind, in which he says that about hasad. He says, Jahannam ki taraf tum kyun chal rahe ho? The first one doesn't seem to come to mind. Hasad ki aag mein tum kyun jal rahe ho? Hasad ki aag mein tum kyun jal rahe ho? Why are you burning yourself in this fire of hasad? Jahannam ki taraf tum kyun chal rahe ho? Ah, if only we take this to heart, it is sufficient to rid us of this serious disease of jealousy. It is a very serious disease. Hasad ki aag mein tum kyun jal rahe? Why are you burning yourself in this fire of hasad? Who is the person harming? He's harming himself. This burning that's taking place inside, that is sufficient for his azab also. For a hasid, you don't need any other kind of baddua for him. Or you don't need any kind of azab. that azab itself is sufficient for him, that is burning himself all the time. So hasad ki aag mein tum kyun jal rahe ho, jahannam ki taraf tum kyun chal rahe ho. One jahannam you already got in this world, that your heart is burning here, and also this will take you to the other jahannam where the fire is multiplied 70 times, the heat of that fire is multiplied. Jahannam ki taraf tum kyun chal rahe ho, why are you proceeding towards jahannam? Khuda ki taqseem pe tum ho naraz, you are unhappy about the distribution that Allah Ta'ala has made. Have we made the distribution? Allah Ta'ala is the one who made the distribution. So and so will get so much in his lifetime, and that distribution has been made. Our hasad will not deprive that person of that. So you say, this distribution which has been made by Allah Ta'ala, are you unhappy with that distribution? Khuda ki taqseem pe tum ho naraz, kaffe afsos tum kyun mal rahe ho? Why are you rubbing your palms in distress, making hi hi, I wish, I wish. Allah Ta'ala gave everybody hands, feet, intelligence, to whatever extent he can make use of that. Go to the bazaar marketplaces, earn your livelihood, make an effort, and whatever Allah Ta'ala has then decided, you will get. Look at the birds when they leave in the mornings from their nests, they have no idea where they will get their risk and sustenance. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala provides for them in strange ways, but they leave the nest, they don't remain there. They come out of the nest in the morning and they go. Now some people were having picnic in Mitchell Park, somebody was having picnic in some other park. Now they left behind some crumbs, some bread crumbs there, or some business person who sells grains. Now he was sweeping the shop out, and outside near the bins some grains were left over there. So these birds, now they are flying. Now for somebody, Allah Ta'ala will give that bird some grains or some bread crumbs or something in one of the parks, or somewhere where somebody had thrown some pieces of bread. To someone it will get it outside somebody's shop, and some will get it somewhere else. And by the evening when they return, everyone's belly is full. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has scattered the risk of everyone in different parts of the world and different places. He must leave his nest and go out and make an effort in the halal way, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will provide for him whatever is in his taqdeer. So why must he be jealous and envious of what Allah Ta'ala has given to others? So the cure for that jealousy is that the person immediately makes dua for that person. When jealousy comes in the heart, you can't stop it, it will come. If it comes, then immediately the person says, Ya Allah, bless him with barakat in his rizq. And when you provide for him, then protect him from the fitnas of that wealth. Because what is the sense if he's got plentiful and is going to take him to Jahannam? And we are envious of that which will take him to Jahannam, if he's engaging in all the haram. So we say, Ya Allah, provide for him from halal sources, give him barakat in it, and bless me also with plentiful, with barakat. And now in this way the person will be protected. This dua immediately when this person will make, then two things don't go together. It cannot happen that the person on the one hand is making dua, and on the other hand is saying, Ya Allah, take it away from him and destroy it. How can the both things go together? Darkness and light can't be together. It will be either light or darkness. So when he's making dua for him, that Allah Ta'ala must make him barakat, so now it can't be the other way, that at the same time he's wishing destruction also. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect us and save us from this serious disease of the heart, which is jealousy. And in the light of this hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if we want to be envious, then we keep making dua that, Ya Allah, so and so whom you have given such love for the Quran Sharif, then give me also that kind of love that I read, I understand, I make amal. Or, oh Allah, so and so whom you have given plenty of wealth and is spending in all the good causes, then give me also so that I may be able to spend in the good causes. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this Mubarak month of Ramadan light up our hearts with the noor of Iman and Taqwa, and give us the tawfiq to recite the Quran Sharif in abundance with the niyat of making amal on it. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.